Brother, are you and Arizona really leaving Buffalo Gulch?
Yep, it's the time we move on, Mayor Justice. I'm a-gettin' cactus needles in my saddle from sitting so long in this here town. Sitting ain't fitting for a six-shooting tumbleweed hombre like me.
Where are you a-fixin' to go?
The open prairie. Then that'll get dull after a month, and I'll mosey on back this-a-way for another bottle of that rock gut y'all have the Crimson Palace. Speaking of which, have you seen Arizona?
Last I saw him, he was at the Crimson Palace. I just come from there.
I'll just amble on down there in a moseying kind of way. Let's go, demon.
Colorado, how can you leave us when you know that Big Bad Byron the Shooting Bandit is in town?
Ain't seen him. Just seen his man. Cowardly lot.
Cowardly? They're tough. I saw one of them eat a wooden plank for breakfast. He yanked it right off the saloon door and ate it.
I'd be more impressed if it had nails in it.
I would think splinters should account for something.
Mayor, you got nothing to worry about. Why, there ain't nothing in this town interesting enough to rob. Big Bad Byron is most likely just holding up here for a day or two before moving on to a town that's worth it.
Still, it bothers me that he hasn't come out of his hotel room in 2 days. He's planning something. I know it.
Maybe he's just catching up on his beauty sleep.
He would have to sleep 100 years. I've never seen a tougher, meaner, more despicable-looking gunman than him. He gives me the willies.
Well, here we are, at the Crimson Palace. I'm gonna saunter on in. You coming?
Yes. I could go for another glass of sarsaparilla. Oh, my.
Looks like we got ourselves a standoff, Mayor.
Yes, and I'll just hide behind the piano here.
Howdy, Arizona.
Howdy, Colorado.
What seems to be all the trouble?
They all seem to be the trouble.
Who all? Them all?
Yes, all. We all.
Six Gun Hayes.
Colorado.
Ain't seen you since Dodge.
Yep.
Threw you out of town, as I recall.
Yep.
In Coyote Hall. Ain't you just a picture of incompetence?
Now, there ain't no way to talk to the feller that's about to send you to your maker.
I wasn't made, Coyote. I was ordered from the United States Justice Department. They made me to take care of people like you.
You ain't no sheriff.
No, but I sure do look like one.
What do you think we should do, Colorado?
Arizona. Nothing I like better than a good old-fashioned shootout before lunch.
All right. There. A shootout? We'll gladly oblige.
Not you, Six Gun. I ain't gonna fight you.
Why not?
Because you and your little friend there are too easy. It wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, we need a challenge.
What kind of a challenge?
What kind of a challenge?
You go back and tell Big Bad Byron, the shooting bandit, that Colorado Richardson is holding a drink for him right here at the Crimson Palace.
All right, I'll tell him. It'll be a pleasure watching you go down in a hail of lead.
Just deliver the message.
I will. What was the message again?
Go back and tell Big Bad Byron, the shooting bandit, that Colorado Richardson is holding a drink for him right here at the Crimson Palace.
Thanks, Arizona.
Anytime, Colorado.
Well, I guess we showed them.
Maybe so. But do you think it was a good idea to call Big Bad Byron out like that? He's a dead shot, you know.
I ain't afraid. You afraid?
No, I ain't afraid.
Good.
A little terrified, maybe.
What's this I hear about two dead men inviting Big Bad Byron to my saloon?
Dead man? We ain't dead, man.
You will be.
Who are you?
I'm Loretta Texas Hansen, proprietor of this here establishment.
Loretta Texas? Meet Arizona Daniels.
Texas?
Arizona.
And I'm Colorado Richardson.
Nice to meet you, Colorado.
Texas.
Oh, look. Here comes one of my dancing girls, Nevada Russell. Nevada, meet Arizona.
Nevada.
Arizona. And who are you?
Colorado.
Colorado. I'm Nevada.
Nevada. So tell me, Loretta, Texas, you say this here is your establishment?
That's what I said. And I don't want y'all shooting it up when the shooting bandit arrives. Just had the holes in the ceiling filled in from the last shootout.
But this shootout will be historic.
How so?
Because Texas, Nevada, this will be the day that Colorado Richardson and Arizona Daniels put an end to the most ruthless gunslinger the West has ever known.
And then have them take their pistols out of their holsters and have them twirl them around in loopy loops.
How's that, partner?
Pretty good so far, I reckon.
Jerry and the Pirates will return after this message.
Jerry has promised to take Preston out pumpkin picking as soon as he finishes a few pages of his new script. To make the process go faster, Preston has decided to help with the writing. That's where we left off, and that's where we'll return for the second half of Jerry and the Pirates.
Preston, you've been a big help, but I think I should take it from here.
Take what?
The script. I think I should continue on my own.
You're kidding, right? I'm really cooking here. This is great stuff. If you don't let me help, the magic will be gone.
Not to mention it might take longer to go to the pumpkin patch for your jack-o'-lantern.
Well, that too. But can't you tell this story is turning out really great? Bet you didn't know I had it in me, did you?
Never would have guessed.
I guess immense talent runs in the Davenport family, huh?
Looks that way.
Okay, now where were we?
Arizona Daniels and Colorado Richardson are waiting for the bad guys to show up.
Right. Who haven't we used in a while?
Mayor Justice.
He's still hiding behind the piano, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll bring him in again. But we've had the piano playing saloon music, so he should have a headache.
Gotcha.
So, the camera cuts to the piano as we slowly zoom in. Mayor Justice peeks out from behind the piano and says,
"Is the coast clear?"
What coast are you talking about, Mayor Justice?
The saloon coast.
It's safe for now.
Oh, good. The sooner this town is rid of Big Bad Byron the Shootin' Bandit, the better we'll all be. It's just not safe to walk the streets anymore. So, you told him to get out of town?
Couldn't you hear what we said? You were just over there, hiding behind the piano.
I couldn't hear a thing. I had an A-flat stuck in my ear.
Colorado and Arizona called Big Bad Byron out.
Called him out? To where?
To here.
What a shame. And you just patched the bullet holes in the roof.
Loretta, Texas?
What is it, Nevada?
It's almost time for me to start my act. Should I do it now or wait till after everyone is killed?
Maybe you should do it now. If you wait, there may not be anybody left alive to enjoy it.
Now hold on, Texas. You think that me and Arizona are going to get killed by Big Bad Byron?
Many have before you.
You seem to be forgetting that we're known for our gunfighting.
Ain't forgetting. You just ain't never gone up against Big Bad Byron. That's a mighty tall order.
Maybe she's right. Maybe you two better get out of town. I mean, get out of town. Well, the gettin's good.
I ain't never run from a fight, Mayor Justice.
Me neither.
He's coming. My darling, he's coming.
Who's that toothless prairie dog?
That's Montana Murphy. Used to scout for Custer.
Big Bad Byron. He's on his way. Texas, I need a little whiskey.
Let me see your money.
Never mind about that. What did you say about Big Bad Byron?
He's on Main Street. Headed this way with a mean look on his face and tall as a legend. He's loaded for bear, I'll say that much.
Are you sure he's on his way?
Of course I'm sure. Why, I'm Montana Murphy. I was a scout for General Custer until I got fired.
One little mistake.
That's right, good coffin varnish, Texas.
Thank you kindly, Montana.
Montana?
Who are you?
Colorado. This here's Arizona.
Colorado, Arizona.
Montana.
Out of Nevada.
Montana, see any sign of California lately?
Yep, prospecting with Oklahoma Joe and Oregon. Now listen to me, Colorado.
What?
If I were you, I would vamoose. Big Bad Byron is out for blood, I can tell. He's walking down Main Street with a tall, tall shadow. And he's got that look in his eye.
Which eye?
The left one.
Seems to me I've heard that somewhere before.
Listen! Do you hear that? He's almost here. It's Big Bad Byron, the shooting bandit.
Now, Big Bad, I don't want any trouble in my place.
Why, I don't rightly know what you're talking about, Texas. I just came on the invite of a friend. Said there was a drink waiting for me. Now, I wonder, who could that friend be?
Might be me, Big Bad.
Colorado Richardson. Well, didn't expect to see you in these parts.
How about that?
Wouldn't rightly call you a friend, though.
I never said a friend was going to buy you a drink. I just said there was a drink waiting for ya.
Now, Coyote, I thought you told me a friend was buying me a drink.
Maybe I didn't say it just the way he did. You see, if I...
It took me years to perfect my loopy-loop pistol twirl.
You just shot one of your own men.
Gave me bad information, ma'am. Nothing riles me more than bad information. Now, how about that drink? 6 gun.
Yeah, Big Bad.
Lift me up and put me on this ear bar stool.
Yep. 1, 2.
Thank you, Connor. Now, Texas, my drink.
What'll it be? I've got Rutger, Coffin Varnish, Old Red Eye, Firehouse, Cowhand, Black Buck, or Sam's Worst?
Give me a Shirley Temple with an umbrella.
Coming right up.
Mind if we join ya?
Go right ahead.
2 sarsaparillas, Texas.
On the way.
So, where you been, Big Bad?
You mean since you told me in 6 Gun to get out of Dodge? Then I find out you ain't even a sheriff.
No, but I sure do look like one.
Well, that's what's riled me all this time.
What's that, Big Bad?
Being run out of Dodge by the likes of you.
The only thing that prevents me from being a sheriff is a little 10-star. Other than that, I'm qualified.
But it's the 10-star that makes it legal.
Never thought of that. Mayor Justice.
Yes?
I got a hankering to be sheriff. See, if I were sheriff, I could run this here varmint out of town, all legal-like.
True.
You got a sheriff in this town?
Not anymore.
Why not?
A Big Bad Byron shot him dead only this morning.
Yep.
Do you want to take the job? I'll go get the badge. It's in my office.
Don't get so hasty there, Mayor. I was hankering, and hankering is just another way of thinking.
Would you like a chicken sandwich, Colorado?
Don't be funny, Texas.
Maybe. I'll take that badge, Mayor Justice.
What?
No!
Big Bad, seems to me that a 10 badge would be misplaced on your shirt.
Not if I pin it over my left pocket.
What I mean is, you're an outlaw, and outlaws don't have any business wearing the star of the law.
Them's mighty big words for a babbling buckaroo like you.
Them's fighting words, Big Bad.
Meant to be, Arizona. You know, I was in Arizona once. Nothing there but dust and spiders. Big spiders.
Wouldn't know, never been there before.
Then why do they call you Arizona?
My given name is Onaziera, but people had a hard time remembering it, so I turned it around backwards and spelt that Arizona.
I never knew that.
I don't talk about it much.
I hate to break up this fascinating conversation, but can we just shoot him and get it over with?
Don't cramp me, 6 Gun. You know I like to get to know my victims before I send them to the hereafter.
I know, but this is getting boring. I need some action.
That kind of action, 6 Gun.
You just killed your left-hand man.
Yeah, and you already killed your right-hand man.
You're running out of hands.
I have an idea.
What?
How about we all go to the church picnic on Saturday and put all these bad feelings behind us? Fried chicken and dumplings. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
I don't do picnics. The way I see it, I'm going to have a shootout with Colorado and Arizona here.
A shootout? For what?
To decide who's the best shot.
I can tell you the answer to that right now. It's me.
I'd like to see that for myself.
I'll oblige you on that account.
Now, hold on a minute.
A rootin' tootin' minute.
Yes, now I don't mind you two settling an argument, but not in my saloon. Got enough bullets flying around in here without yours adding to it.
All right. Well, take it outside.
Suits me.
Thank you.
Someone help me off this here bar stool.
Here we go.
Much obliged, ma'am. Let's go, Arizona.
Everyone outside, there's gonna be a showdown.
Let's go over to the okie-dokie corral.
Okie-dokie.
Mayor Justice, you have to stop this.
How can I stop it? I'm only the mayor, not the sheriff.
But they'll all be killed.
Well, if they do, I claim that 10-gallon Stetson of Arizona's.
All right, y'all stand back and give a man some fighting room. You ready, Colorado?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready, Arizona?
I was born ready.
Call it, Mayor.
Hmm?
I said call it.
Call what?
Call the draw.
Call it a draw, but no one shot anything yet.
No, I meant call the draw so we can start shooting.
Oh.
How'd you ever get elected?
'Twarn't easy.
Everyone ready?
Yes, we already checked to make sure.
Do you want a 1, 2, 3 or a ready, set, go?
Anything. And after I'm done with them, I'm going to take care of you.
Very well. Here goes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Okie Dokie Corral and the long-awaited shootout between the bad guy, Big Bad Byron, the shooting bandit, and his opponents, Arizona Daniels and Colorado Richardson. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes, for the 100th time, yes. Count off.
And the 1, and the 2, and the... Both sides missed!
How could they all miss? They're only 50 feet apart.
The sun was in my eyes.
The smoke was in my eyes.
I was aiming for the barn.
I think you all should get out of town. We don't need the embarrassment of this getting around. Tourists will come from miles and miles to laugh at the gunfight at the Okie Dokie Corral. Get out of town. Go on, get.
And they get on their horses and ride off into the sunset. The end. What do you think? Pretty good, huh?
Not bad. I'll do some rewrites on it before I send it off to the studio.
Okay, but don't change too much.
Not too much.
Can we go pick out the pumpkin now?
Sounds like the best thing to do. I'll saddle up the Bentley and we'll head out that way.
Okie dokie, partner.
This has been Jerry and the Pirates, starring Jerry Robbins, co-starring Rob Cattell as Paul, Connor Doherty as Richie, and Ricky McDonald as Preston, a.k.a. Big Bad Byron the Shootin' Bandit, with Diane Capon as Tracy, Lincoln Clark as Mr. Crankler, Marsha Friedman as Mrs. Thorne, and J.T. Turner as Mayor Quigley. Tonight's show was written and directed by Jerry Robbins. It was produced by Byron Lee, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Mark Vanderberg was the executive producer. This is Chris Snyder speaking.
Jerry and the Pirates was recorded on tape before a live laugh track machine. Oh...
This has been a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.